You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Oh, did you see the Gone Fishing?
Yeah, I saw the Gone Fishing. Like, who is that? Father Time. Like, damn. Nigga. Serious? We get the father. Okay.
Oh, I was dying.
I was like, look, they had the whole crew out there, so I was like, all right, it ain't just like one person.
No, they had everybody. I was sitting here, I'm like, who's that clock dude? Like, that's Father Time. Oh, day.
So I was like, is that supposed to be, is that John, like, is that Jonathan Simmons dressed up as a... That's Father Time. Damn. And who was the chick? Oh, Michelle Rodriguez. I was like, oh, Michelle Rodriguez from San Antonio?
I didn't know Tommy Lee Jones was from San Antonio.
I didn't either.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, they'd be clowning folk on that.
Oh, they'd be clowning.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you as always by the Black Is Network. We are your co-host, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan, what is going on, y'all?
Shoot, man. You know, had a great game one.
Oh, excellent game one.
We'll be getting into all of that. You know what? I'm gonna get through the whole intro good. When we discuss what went down, I will let my feelings be known about that.
I'm playing the violin, folks.
But
I'm hitting that violin right now, yeah, folks.
That's right. I'm holding it. I'm holding it. You know, but
I got my yeses and yeah. Unfortunately, the other one of us can't have that same emotion.
Nah, man. You know, shout out to the Hoopla crew. They feeling the same and not the same over there. We don't speak on us as we are in the conference finals now. It is down to the last four. When it gets serious, you can taste it. All you do, you just want to get to the dance. And then once you get there, anything can happen.
Yes. I can't wait. It is kind of weak, though, having just like one game a day.
Yes. Yeah, this is when you're like, oh, it's getting towards it.
Yeah. Then next thing you know, it's going to be one every other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, damn it.
Yeah, we discussed that. Awards got handed out. Big day tomorrow for a team out here. See where them ping pong balls drop.
Mm-hmm. It's either going to be happy days or sad days.
You're going to be, you know, you're either going to be ecstatic, you'll take it, or piss the hell off.
Yep. It's some bullshit.
Man. Yeah, we got all that in awards and whatnot. So as always, if you want to get at us, you want to talk some sports with us, reach out to us, you can do that via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can always find us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Hey, don't be shy. Hit us up with whatever you want to know, any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to dish out to us. We will take it and roll with it. Hit us up. Holla!
All right. So, yeah, we got an email and a voicemail.
Shizzle.
getting in. We actually have two. I'm going to save that one later on in the show. Right. But this email is from the homie Baylor the Great.
Baylor. What up, brother?
Entitled UCLA Pride and Proud in the Playoffs. Mm. Shout out to all the UCLA players that was in and still some in the playoffs, helping their teams achieve another championship. UCLA players in the playoffs. Norman Powell, Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, Kyle Anderson, Kevin Looney, Luke Mbamute, Matt Barnes, Jordan Farmar, Trevor Ariza. P.S. I searched for some Louisville and Kentucky players. Couldn't find many. But shout out to the very, very, very few. Then I've been stirring the pot always.
Of course. Of course.
That's what I'm saying. You should let Brick, they get guys.
Hey, shout out back. Hey, because I did not know Norman Powell went to UCLA. That was the dude on Toronto. I was like, who the fuck is he?
I was like, oh.
I was like, who the heck is that guy? Oh, nice to know he's from. And I love how you threw out Kevin Looney, even though he ain't playing.
He on a team.
He on Golden State bench. That's what he doing, mm-hmm. Ryan Pine. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to U of L and Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, they usually got some folk. They got people in the mix.
It's all good, though.
Mm-hmm. One of them got some, you know, making a name for himself.
Well, I guess you got Kyle Lowry. He's by way of Philly. I guess that's close by.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I like UCLA gets guys. You just need that talent to show why you're at UCLA.
Yeah, unlike get us this some, horrible.
Yeah, we need to be playing in the March and getting some rounds in.
Sweet 16s, Elite 8s.
Yep.
We need some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor, working magic.
Yeah, if you want folk to come.
I'm saying.
All right, shout out to you. And then we got the voicemail.
All right.
Kmart.
What up, Kmart?
What up, brothers? This is your boy, Kmart. Just calling up to talk a little some sports real quick off last episode. Great episode as always. Just want to touch on some things. You know, I remember you guys are bringing up the whole Shaq and, the whole, Steph Curry unanimous MVP. I think the only closest one was, I think, Shaq back in 2000. I think Allen Iverson got one vote. The rest was just Shaq. So, I think Shaq was like the closest to being unanimous. Even though Steph, I mean, kind of disagree with it a little bit. I mean, I think maybe Kawhi maybe deserves some votes, but it is what it is. The Spurs, Chris, man, I'm sorry, bro. Ooh. Looks like it's the end for that particular dynasty. Well, I hope not. I mean, I do like the Spurs. I have no issue with them. It was crazy because, like, on Friday, you saw Duncan going up for a layup. Could not get off the ground, and he got his stuff thrown. That's not a good look, regardless. Mm-hmm. When the East went bad, I kind of have to disagree with BTG. I mean, even with Jordan in the East, I mean, the East was still competitive, very competitive. It was a lot better than the trash it is now. I would say probably about 2002, when, like, the year the Nets went to the finals, we only, like, 52 wins and had the number one seed. Braun's biggest rival has been the Celtics. I wish it was the Bulls, but it's the Celtics. Because they've actually put them out of the playoffs a couple of times. Jonathan, I'm with you on that North Side, South Side World Series. Go Cubs, go Sox. Who is your video game GOATs? Tom Chambers on Lakers vs. Celtics, Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl, Vic in Madden 05, or Yao Ming in NBA 2K, or that number 99 on NBA Live,
okay, live
for the Bulls. I don't know who he is, but he's pretty damn good. Anyway, fellas, I'll catch up with y'all later. To hell with Sam Bradford. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kmart.
Shout out to you, man.
When it comes to the video games, I love me some video games. Ooh.
See, I'm he didn't get on that. For me, during my time period, it was Bo Jackson.
Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, man.
Ooh. I don't know, dude. Vic on Madden was fucking unstoppable.
See, I didn't play Madden.
Because he had like 99 speed. and a freaking rifle for an arm. So all you had to do was just scramble out the pocket a little bit, and you gone. Don't play zone, because I'm eating you all day. It wasn't fair. Oh, I used to hate playing cats at Morehouse, because that's when, back at Morehouse, I used to hate playing cats for Madden, because they always pick Atlanta. Fucking Vic. Because it was in Atlanta. Everybody picking Vic.
Yeah, who you got? I play in Atlanta. Like, nigga, come on.
He's in Atlanta. Come on, man. Taking Vic and just running for 500 yards. Like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, I remember them games were supposed to be like, hey, but hey, you can't play with that team, no.
Yep.
That we got it. We can't. You got to pick. Basically, we playing, ain't nobody picking Philly. Nobody picking Atlanta. Let's play.
I got to a point where I figured out how to beat them, and I just started stomping cats. So, but I got to go with that player from NBA Live, man. I don't know who he is. Like you said, Kmart, I don't know who he is. His name is Player, number 99. Never seen him in the league before, but damn, he got skills. And could give you drop 50 easily. So I got to go with Player from NBA Live, because I do love the old school NBA Live.
Yeah, man, I do too.
PlayStation and Sega Genesis. Don't get me started. Shout out Kmart. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. All right.
That was Sam Bradford. Right on.
Yeah, he better get it together.
Yeah, well.
Figure that stuff out. All right, man. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to get into that last one. When we talk about game one, but we got to recap. Let's go with how we got here.
All right.
And let's just get it in. I mean, last time we talked, it was tied at two, feeling confident. And then game five seemed to be getting it together. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't even there. I was at my son's trap practice, but I'm listening on the phone, of course. And all of a sudden, I just hear offensive rebound, Oklahoma City putback. Up, another Spurs can't get the rebound. Up, going up six, and now we down two, and you're blowing it. I'm just like,
man, this is some bullshit.
But I'm like, all right, you know what? All right, this ain't even fun. We got to win two then. We got to win two. Everybody's saying it's it. I'm like, no, we gonna do it. We got it. And then I told Spirit it was gonna be two blowouts in this game, one team each. I wish I was wrong on that. Because game six, it happened to be that game. And I'm listening and I'm holding on. They fighting back. I'm still like, all right, this could, maybe. Nope. Over not. It's kids around. But When I knew, I was like, okay.
Son of a bitch!
Like, God damn it, man.
Did not call Chris that night.
I was like,
I left him alone.
Fuck. Are you serious?
Woo.
Like, okay. Like, God damn it, man.
Damn it!
He's like, all right. Look, I said it all season. I would prefer not to play this team in the second round. They always giving us problems. They always giving us problems.
I will say, you have been consistent with that. You have not wanted to play okay.
Dude, it's pretty much been us too. It was either like, all right, we're going to be meeting this was 2 years ago. This was the Western Conference Finals. Mm. Book it. And then last season, Golden State was like, oh, we in the picture now. And they fuck. And then, you know, I was hoping for the Clippers. And then Blake Griffin gets hurt. I'm like, God damn it. All right, fine. I was confident. I mean, this just 2016 NBA playoffs. It wasn't meant to be us. They were the better team this series.
Mm.
You're like, all right, you got to the finals. I can deal with it. You know, Clippers would have made it if they wasn't fucking around. You know, wouldn't have been ass pissed. Like, dude, if you wanted to get there, then get there. Shit. Yeah, that's why I'm like, ah. Oklahoma City gets blown the hell out in this series and, like, losing five. Yeah, then I'd be like, damn it. Why the fuck can we? I mean, if it's a fart series – how I think it'll play out. I mean, hey, I don't know, but man,
let's ask the question: is this it for the dynasty?
I think they come back and finish out their contract. I at least think Duncan will. Because I think he likes playing. I think he's paid like Peyton Manning in that, and he'd be like, "I'm gonna really miss this shit." I think he's okay with, as long as he's effective, but you know, but if it's at the point where like, all right, next season, I could see him for one season being like, all right, I'll be the 10, 15 minute dude. Or he just come off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But just, he's going to be like the third big, but you know, as time goes on, I mean, he's going to be on the team. He's going to be effective, but he'll be a role player.
Yes. He'll have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man, that's hard for people to accept.
Yeah, because for me, when he was balling like the whole game six, when he was playing, I was surprised he didn't get any like real attempts in the series. I was like, okay, look, I'm cool on featuring. You know, I understand. LaMarcus Aldridge needs to get hella touches, as he should.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times where I'm like, dude, we can't go to Timmy in the post on these dudes, like, come, like, at least for like a little bit. And then you see like game six, I'm like, he can give you that. But, you know, like I said, Pop is a great coach. He the best coach in the game, probably best in all time, but everybody ain't perfect.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, why didn't you? I'm like, why didn't you go to send him in the poll? You know, yeah. I know they asked about getting more athletic, which they going to need to do.
Yeah.
You know, they're continuing to get younger. You know, Kawhi was a damn home run. I mean, you can't get better than that.
Now, we know that all star players have egos. Mm-hmm. I don't even care. Tim Duncan has an ego.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do you truly believe Tim Duncan can put his ego to the side and just strictly be a role player? Because he has been the dude.
Well, I mean, I want to say, yeah, because he's doing it. This season,
I mean, this season, he in a sense had to. I mean, you can see the physical toll that. I mean, it wasn't like he started the season off old, but you could see that at some point. I can't pinpoint the exact moment, but at some point, it hit him.
Well, I think
like it hit him.
Well, to me, he's been you can say a role player. I want to say he really got role player status when Kawhi Leonard when they went to the finals and lost versus Miami, that it was like, okay, this dude is like coming up with the big three and kind of passing.
Yeah.
And the season, and in the year they won, it was clear that, you know, he's getting featured.
Well, he was finals MVP.
Yeah, Ginobili and Parker are going to be the ball handlers. He's going to get some touches. But at that point, you were like, he need to be, you know, he's great, but you probably need somebody else who's a little more effective offensively down there. And they got that. I don't think he has an ego like that. I just think when he's ready to stop playing, he'll stop playing. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's at the point where he, like, playing, like, well, if he's not the point where he can't be in the rotation, he could be in the rotation. If he's not in the rotation, like, you that bad, you probably much like, you like the fourth big, the fourth or fifth, like, you, when you like the fifth big, okay. If we ain't even putting you in his backup center, like, I'm talking about for not like matchup specific.
Yeah.
Like, if they got to the, if they were playing Golden State, he ain't playing a lot.
Yeah.
But he ain't going to be like, oh, you know, he probably have a game that he played like 2 minutes. He'll start probably both things. And look, he probably averaged like 15 minutes if he was playing with them, if that.
Mm.
But, well, that's just because of matchups.
Yeah.
But I think he'll come out for one more year. Ginobili, I think they both do. They both have a year. You know, the cap is going up. You know, the year after that, they striking. I'm just saying, I've been calling it. It's going to be a work stoppage. I don't know for how long. It may not be that long, but a work stoppage is coming.
Okay.
All that, well, they going to work it now. Between, because what are the owners at, like 57%?
Something like that.
Yeah. Players going to be like, we want to the majority.
Yep.
They're not going to, I don't think they're going to want just half. They're going to like, no, we want the higher percentage. Mm-hmm. And the one and done rule, yeah, it's going to be one. But I do think, hey, cap's going up. You got an option. You know, it ain't that much. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, you get a guy like
maybe we add KD.
Yeah, maybe you add a guy. I ain't hoping that. But I would take, you know, I would take Jakeem Noah.
No, you not. Bulls trying to re-sign him, sir. Off limits. Thank you.
Jakeem Noah. I've heard the whole, they're talking to Mike Conley. Now that I would question more than would if they got like a center and kind of moved like Al Horford or Noah if Noah wanted to start. But if you had a chance to get Mike Conley, you know,
Bring Parker off the bench.
Bring who off the bench?
Parker off the bench.
I mean, I've heard the rumor of like they're looking at Mike Conley, or they're just basically talking. They want to talk to Mike Conley. But I'm just like, Parker got a few years left. You just need somebody to back him up. You need to find his replacement now, but not, I don't think you need to find like a full on 7-8 year veteran to take his spot. I think you need to find like a young dude who in like a couple years will be like, all right, we'll kind of like force him out.
We'll see. Maybe they draft that guy. I don't know.
Shout out to the Thunder, man. They did the damn thing.
Yeah, they handled their business, man.
They did. Spirit. We said we had it, but hey, look, y'all did it. I'm a play it for you. I'm a play it for you. Gary.
Yes! Yes! Oh yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Ooh. Man, they're moving on. This sucks.
Oh, I know it does. I know it does. Shit, my team didn't even make the playoffs. So, yeah. I know it sucks.
Yeah.
So they at least you were in it.
Yeah, we get.
I wasn't even in the damn race.
But we'll see. We're going to move on to that. Who they playing in the Western Conference Finals. Hold on. I feel like.
Son of a bitch!
All right, I just had to get that out. All right. They're playing Golden State Warriors, who, shout out to Portland, played a great game 5. I mean, they fought.
Hey, CJ McCollum was bowling.
Mm-hmm. I wish he got a little more shots at the end.
Yeah, Damian Lillard was pressing too much.
Yeah, he was doing a lot all series.
He was trying to be the hero.
I mean,
sometimes you just can't do that.
Yeah, he's been number one guy, and it was some of the shots were like, you could have got a better shot. But CJ, I mean, that whole team, Allen Crabb,
Ed Davis, Alfred Camino.
Ed Davis was playing. Mo Harkless.
Plumlee.
Yeah, Plumlee was balling too.
I mean, hey, and shout out to to Portland's coach, Terry Stotts. I think he signed a 3-year extension today, so good for him.
Okay.
There were rumors that he may not be, it ain't a guarantee he's staying. And Cap was like, what? I was like, what? Nigga, there's no way you getting rid of the runner up for coach of the year. That'd be stupid.
Some people saying he should have been the winner.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. The team was not expected to do nothing.
Nope. They were expected to be a lottery team. Yeah.
And you got to the second round of the NBA playoffs and you were competitive
against the best team in the league.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going in there like, all right, like, you know, like you need some things to happen
in order
to beat them. But they, you know, they competed, they fought, they showed that fire, and that's just all you want. Like, the guys overachieved, and you're like, okay, get that taste. Let them know that, you know,
we're trying to make the playoffs.
Like, we ain't, just because we lost these dudes don't mean we ain't trying to get in these playoffs and do something.
They're a very attractive option for free agents.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm just throwing this out there. Spirit, don't hate me. They fucked up once not picking Kevin Durant. Do you think they can get him the second time?
I've thought the same thing.
They should have drafted him. They should have drafted him. But, you know, you got D. Lillard. Got C.J. McCollum. You add Kevin Durant to that mix. I mean, granted, that's a lot of shots.
Yeah, there's a lot of shots.
That's a lot of shots. But the offensive firepower would be undeniable.
Yeah.
You just add a solid defensive big or two, and that's a very scary team. You know,
bringing Myers Leonard back.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just throwing it out there, but we'll see.
Yeah. No, they are potential. They got something nice going
on. But I've always been in the mindset that KD's coming back. I always thought he was going to go back to OKC. That's my first.
I think he is. Mm-hmm. But the way I think at least right now, he will for the year.
Oh, yeah.
And then hopefully, you know, for Oklahoma City's sake, they both decide to stay.
And, you know, props to Golden State. They handle business.
All right. They did, man. You know, Steph came back like, I ain't missed a beat.
Yep.
He was balling like crazy in that game. You're like,
dribble, damn, dribble. Did he get hurt?
Throwing behind his back. He's like, it's that pick and roll, man. It feels like that's gonna be the thing that you're just gonna see all the time now. You got all these strong guards, and they're gonna have somebody switch, and then the big man gonna be on them, and they just gonna like, let's dance. And they ain't never. And the fun thing is, they never gonna blow by him. Like, I'm gonna dance, guarding them, and then I'm gonna shoot this three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Steph gonna do that pretty much majority of the time, and he makes the shots. Which is frustrating. Yep. I'm like, you got this big dude all the way out here, blow by his ass.
That's not what we do. We shoot threes.
But yeah, that's just the game. Because, you know, that's more street ball where you're like, I'm going to just embarrass shit out of you. And then I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to the rack. But he makes it. And it works.
Yeah. So
we got this, you know, I mean, look, I'm excited. I was like, congratulations, NBA. Because honestly, at the Spurs,
they got what they wanted.
You wanted, based on the records and how you felt that Spurs had the best chance to beat the Warriors. And you know, they're both historic, both winning 65 plus games and all that. But this is what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you really want. You need the NBA is about names, and it ain't about really that franchise. You got names on the back of the jersey. That's what we want. We want star players. And this is a star player series, up tempo, mass scoring, 100 some points every game by both teams. I ain't mad. I wish my team was here, but I mean, as a basketball fan, yeah, I'm excited. Okay, so before we get into this game, what was your prediction for the series?
Well, before the series, I thought Golden State in six.
Okay. And before the series, I had OKC in seven.
Oh. Well, look, I mean, I'm pulling people spirit. Out there who think that.
Let's go. Fuck him. He going to beat us. Finish the job.
Yeah, you got people out there who think that OKC has the advantage. It has a bigger advantage over Golden State than the Spurs did. So.
Yeah, we'll some people do. But I mean, I seen them where people were just like, the Warriors are going to smack them. I was like, really? I was like, I mean, this ain't regular season. Regular season was close. And I was like, they got dudes who can put up buckets, got a guy who can go at Curry.
Well, I think their assumption was that it's just going to be Durant and Westbrook, and that's it.
Yeah, like where the others are going to show up.
Yeah, they're getting contributions from everybody else, so.
I mean, based on the way they were playing in the regular season, it was like Oklahoma City is going to be a two-man game, and they're going to struggle to close out the games. And you were like, yeah, that's just a recipe for disaster versus Golden State. And if you shaky trying to close out games and you up, what's going to happen? They're going to make a run, and you're going to fold, which is what they did sometimes. But, hey, game one, not tonight.
Hey, shout out to OKC. They did. They handled their business. They were down in the first half and made a serious run in the second. Kudos to Westbrook. He bounced back after a shitty first half.
Yeah, first half he was struggling.
He was horrible. He made one shot.
But, you know, yeah, finished at 7 of 21, but he had 27 points, 12 assists, 6 rebounds, 7 steals.
Mm.
And for him, only 3 turnovers. That's good.
And, I mean, Kevin Durant, although he wasn't very efficient, yeah, he was 10, only like 10 of 30.
Yeah, 10 of 30. Played 46 minutes.
I mean, he I will give kudos to Westbrook for continuing to feed him in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
When it was down in crunch time, I mean, easily Westbrook could have, you know, we saw in the past, you know, last year where there were signs where, was it last year?
Yeah, it's been up the last
year.
They
were
year.
In the playoffs, well,
no, the and then they, they weren't
Westbrook
the kind of
just, yeah, yeah, Westbrook kind of just doing his thing. But now you see him kind of defer. He deferred a little bit more to KD, even though KD wasn't hitting his shot. He kept giving him the rock. Like, you gonna hit it, dude. Don't worry. And lo and behold, eventually KD got his shot to fall. Yeah. I mean, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing to see. I loved it. I know Spirit was saying some stuff about, you know, he was like, you know, Westbrook had his back in the second half, and I was like, yeah, he did. And to me, that is what Westbrook needs to do.
Yeah.
When he sees KD struggling, all right, now it's my time to take over. Not I'm going to take over from Jump Street. If, you know, if KD's hitting, you know, keep feeding him. But if you do see KD is struggling, you know, yes, take over. Yes, yeah. I want Westbrook to take over because he can do that.
Right. He can be that guy. Yeah, like coming out in the third quarter, he was like, I'm gonna take him myself and just make something happen. I mean, he was 11 or 14 from the free throws, you know, yeah. So continuing to attack and get other guys involved. I mean, Steven Adams, you know, 16 points, 12 assists. 12 rebounds, 2 blocks.
He's been big, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's been big. So has Deion Waiters.
Deion Waiters has really stepped up.
I mean, I got to give it to the man. He was playing like ass in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to have found his niche in OKC, and he's hit some big shots tonight.
Yeah, he played 30 minutes. Yeah, 4 assists. He's really stepped his game up. You know, you wondered when they got these guys last year, you were like, how would they play out, you know, when you got a healthy Kevin Durant and Westbrook?
Well, we've always said, I mean, if they can get something from their bench, you've mm-hmm. got to use their bench. You got to, we've been pounding it in like you have got to use your other dudes. And finally, you know, Steven Adams is getting touches. You know, Serge Ibaka's getting his touches. No, even Randy Foy is being able to shoot the ball now. That's what I mean. I mean, when it's not just a two-man game anymore, now you see how energized these guys are. You see how zoned in Andre Roberson is because he was getting to shoot threes the last game. Like, I mean, once you get these guys involved, they're going to play for you.
Yeah, I mean, you need the guys to get involved. I mean, like you said, I know Ken only played 18, but it seems like to close out games – I think you're going to basically have just Waiters in for Roberson.
Yeah.
Because they like that lineup seems to be their best lineup. And I was like, yeah, if Deion Waiters is hitting open, hitting threes, he's like, well, shit, because he can attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to know his role, which is good. You know, like, dude, you were like, what, the fourth pick?
Like, yep, fourth pick overall.
Yeah,
Syracuse.
Like, come on. Like, you got to have some game,
mm-hmm.
like some, and he's, you know, finding a role right here, man. Yeah, they stepped up. Yeah, Westbrook can run point like for real, like picking know when to take over and when to not.
And that's all I want.
Yeah,
and if he, that's all I've been asking for Westbrook. That's all I've been asking for.
Well, I think that game four that they lost to the Spurs, where he took like 10 plus more shots. 12 more shots than Kevin Durant.
He owned it.
Yeah. That's when you were like, look, that's too much. What you did, that's not going to help us win. Mm-hmm. You can still be you, mm-hmm. but you got to mix it up. You can't go, you know, like if you hot and like everything you shooting is going in, then dude, take the hell over.
Yep.
You know, like, if you that hot and, like, you can tell, like, it's working, then, yeah, go right on ahead. You know, but other than that, like you said, you said you need to get guys involved and all that. And he took it. You can just, I mean, 7 steals, dude.
Yeah, great job getting dudes involved tonight. So kudos to him.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the spectrum, Golden State cannot play that sloppy. They got so sloppy in the fourth quarter. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's funny. That was like OKC was like that in the first half. Mm-hmm. 10 turnovers in the first half. You're like, what is going on over there?
It's ugly. And then Steph Curry, as good as he is, mm-hmm. as great as he is, he sometimes being flashy ain't the best thing to do.
See, that's they said on the shit on side of me, but that's what it is. We know from being out here in LA, when it goes in, it's awesome. When it don't go in, it's a problem.
And it ain't about his threes and stuff. I don't care less about the threes. I mean, he gonna make and miss some, but he's shown throughout his career, percentage wise, he's gonna make at least half of them most mm-hmm. of the time. The issue I had was is some of the stupid passes he's doing, like these cute passes and stuff. And it's like, dude, when the game is this close, don't do that. Don't do that because that's just too high risk.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one thing if you up by 10, 15 points. When you up by like 2-3 points, I don't need these cute behind the back passes and these other, I don't need that. I need you to be focused and try to do and play the position correctly. I get you can do the flashy stuff. I get it, and it works from time to time. But in a situation like this, it's too high risk. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Like, they had a total of 14 turnovers, and he was responsible for half of them.
What I'm saying.
Like, nobody else had more than 2 turnovers. He had 7.
Very sloppy in the second half. Yeah,
that's
what
he get. That's something that's always caused they've had issues with. Sometimes they start to over dribble and do too much.
And hopefully that's a wake up call to him, and he'll see that, and I'm sure they'll talk about that mm-hmm. tonight, and he'll know that he got to do better, and I'm sure he will, and he'll realize if that situation arises again. But I mean, the man was hitting big shots.
Mm-hmm.
He was hitting threes, like some of the threes he was hitting over inch cancer.
He was taking them. He'd be like, damn, dude, he's like 28 footer in. You know, they showed out them highlights when he was like shooting from the logo and hit 5 in a row.
And then Klay Thompson was just wet.
Man, that dude has been balling this playoff series. Spirit, I mean, this whole
can't
season.
Deny him no more.
This playoff
can't
season,
deny.
He's been, you know, Curry injured. All right, I got it.
Exactly.
And you're like, damn. That's why you're like, you got both of these dudes?
But I mean, you know, kudos to OKC. It was a great first game. OKC pulled it out. Now pressure is on Golden State. Yeah. OKC got what they wanted. OKC got what they wanted. They got one at Golden State. They got one on the road. Now, if they can win another one, that's just a bonus.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm just reading the one thing, and it was like, Stephen Adams, sorry for his remarks about the Warriors guards. He referred to the guards as, quote, quick little monkeys in an interview with Chris Broussard following they win. He said it was a poor choice of words. Now, I was just trying to express how difficult it was chasing those guys around.
I don't think he meant it in a racist context. I don't believe he did so. But, yes.
Yeah, and he's, poor, of course he said.
It's poor choice of words.
Yeah, he said it's different and from New Zealand. You know,
and that's what I'm saying. I don't believe he had no racist intent behind it. And like I've heard the term "quick little monkeys." It's not like it's like a random ass term. It's a term I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when referring to black individuals, even though they're mixed, black individuals, it's just a poor choice of words. And I mean, it's just what it is. At least he apologized. He owned it. And honestly, hopefully it just blows away.
Yeah, okay. Let me see if I can play. I think. Let me see.
Oh God.
Low.
Not yourself?
Nah, not at all, man. We just come in and we know it's going to be a grind. Whatever the outcome is, determined by how hard we come out. And I felt that we came out, asserted our aggressiveness, and yeah, came out on top, mate.
They controlled, you know, most of the game, and then you guys came on late in the third. What was the key to turning this around?
Just sticking to the game plan, man. Obviously, the first half, they were making shots and stuff. We can't get discouraged by that. If we stick to the game plan, then that'll give us they'll put us in the best position possible to win the game. Sorry, boy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't feel like you guys played a great game for you guys, but you came out with the victory. Is that accurate, and is that a good sign?
It depends how you look at it, mate. If you're talking about making shots, then probably not. I haven't looked at the stat sheet, but probably not our best night. But I felt like we made quite a few strides in our defense and how to guard these guys. And that's all that really matters, man, is containing their, making sure their points are as low as possible.
For you as a big to get out on the perimeter and chase these guys around, how much of a challenge is that?
Mate, I don't envy guards, mate. They're quick little monkeys, those guys.
Hey, congratulations. Good game, man.
Yeah, you know, folk gonna be like, what?
There was no racist, malicious intent behind that. Did you hear the accent, folks? He's using the word mate. Shout out to my cats from down under from
New Zealand.
New boys.
Oh, from
New Zealand there. From my boys from they do the basketball podcast.
Oh,
from Australia.
Oh yeah, oh my god. I believe the hype crew.
The hype crew. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, dude, you could hear in his damn demeanor there was no racist, malicious intent. It was probably a term he uses in New Zealand.
See, now here's the funny thing. He paused for a second. So my thought was maybe he was trying to pause from saying like a bad word. Because I was like, he could have, I mean, some quick little fuckers. And I was like, I can't say that.
Or buggers or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I didn't think it was nothing. I ain't, you know.
It was, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, just move on from it. Nothing to see here.
Nope. Like, if you seriously, I'm like, okay. Look, yes.
Like if you said, seriously have a problem with it,
it
please,
was a
please.
Poor choice of words.
And that's it.
And he popped out. All right, cool, whatever. Game
if
two.
If you really got a problem with it, please hit us up. I want you to, please. If you seriously got a big issue with that.
Yeah. He said, poor choice of words. All right.
Period.
Whatever.
Move on.
Yep. All right. Before we talk about this this other series. But yeah, man, our game two going to be interesting. I'm like, uh-oh, everybody who was like, oh, they got him.
Yep. Sweep.
Mm-hmm. Talking that. Hey, and you start now. And you know, this ain't, they didn't play well either.
Yep.
They know Golden State going to come there. Play if I'm, you know, Oklahoma City, they've been in the playoffs before. They should understand, like, yo, let's get this.
Yep.
Let's get these two, put some real pressure on them.
Yep.
You know, all these fools, they don't lose at home. They about to lose too. Mm. And everybody, be, you know,
is that OKC's won what, three straight on the road?
I believe so. Yeah, man.
Stride.
Go for that win, and you get that win.
Oh, snap.
Well, let's see what it's made of. All right, so let me get to Baylor's joint.
Well, brothers, Spirit, Storm, I mean, do I have to keep on saying it? If y'all think for one second that this team belongs to Kevin Durant, of course, Durant, what was it, 26-10? Phenomenal. I get it. But if you think this team runs off of Kevin Durant, no. No, it's Westbrook. It's Westbrook. If Westbrook doesn't go, the show does not go on. You can go ahead and wait for KD to go off. Go ahead and wait. I told you, when that cat gets emotional or when he's cold, bro, it's a problem. It's a problem. I'd rather have Westbrook and have KD as a compliment.
Mm. Mm.
I got to go that route. Mm. I need heart. I need passion. Not to say that KD doesn't have it, but he's not as crazy and retarded as Westbrook is. Westbrook cares about nobody, fellas. It's been proven. Actually, this has been documented all the way back into Luzinger, ever since high school.
Mm.
He's been shackled at UCLA. Okay, and when he came in the league, like, he still had more to prove. He'd been sitting on the bench at UCLA.
Mm.
I just shared and reposted his coming out when he dunked on the cat from Oregon. That was his coming out. That was letting the world know, like, I'm here. Mm. He has a problem. He's like Jason. He's like Michael Myers. Like, they're on a mission, and if you're in the way, you're just going to die. So, this is what I'm saying. I'm on record as saying the Spurs was going to win the championship. Wrong. That's over. I'm also on record saying that they can't win a championship together. I might be wrong. And they only started playing like this. They only started playing like this when they bumped into the Spurs. They started playing together. Westbrook took a slight, he took a slight step back, but still kept that craziness to him, still kept that fire. Now, clearly, the issue between the two is knowing when to take over. When KD needs to take over, when Westbrook needs to take over. Westbrook took over in the third quarter, as you've seen. And, like I said, I know how great, or I know how good Kevin Durant is. He still ain't brushed his hair. Still ain't done that. But I know how good he is. My thing is that, do you want to take that risk on him showing up one night and showing up, not showing up? This is big games here. Westbrook is going for the title. You got to figure, this for the past couple of years has been the years of the point guards. Has nothing to do with no small forwards. Has nothing to do with the shooting guards. Other than Kobe Bryant retiring. That's about it. We don't even care about the big man. We really don't. It's all about the point guards right now. And he's been in the top five for a very long time. But he has not been number one yet. In my eyes, I felt like it's 1A, 1B. But that's just being me. That's just me being West Coast biased right now. I feel like he should have at least got one vote. I mean, he's doing Magic Johnson numbers. That's all I'm saying. Not about to get into that whole MVP argument again. Miss me with that. But I will say this. Without Westbrook, bro, that team, you can keep Spirit. I'm telling you right now, if they keep playing how they playing right now, y'all have a very good chance of winning championship. I'm saying that. Baylor the Great, BTG, Ronald Taylor Jr. Yeah, I'm a junior. Yeah, I was born on my dad's birthday, too. So, I want you to know that. But if you leave it up to Durant, and I'm not shitting on them. All I'm saying is, who fire do you want? Who passion do you want? Who heart do you want? Just let me know. Because if you're going to take Kevin, I'll gladly take Westbrook. If you don't, hey, if you don't want him to be the head honcho of the team, we'll take him. We'll definitely take him in L.A. We'll take him.
Of course.
So I'm just letting you know now, it's a huge possibility. And no. I know it's just one game, but we've been seeing it since the Spurs series. We've been seeing it. All these cats needed to find out is when who needs to step up when. And Westbrook took that opportunity in the third quarter, and he iced it with the free throws. So that's all I'm saying. Brothers, Spirit, Storm, hey, we got a goddamn series. Meanwhile, in the East, over there, Drake, Bron, Drake. That's it.
Oh, you a fool, man.
Oh, Baylor, shout out, man. Damn.
Yep, yeah, over there. That's why they're getting talked about second.
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, about to get talked about for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the biggest subject, bringing up Westbrook. Yeah, look, I ain't going there to call Kevin Durant complimentary player.
No. That's like
Stephen Adams, bad choice of words. I ain't going that damn far. You talking about the KD who on Mother's Day went for 41? That Kevin Durant? Look, to me, these dudes, I've been calling them, they fire and ice.
Yeah, 1A and 1B.
They fire and ice.
They thunder and lightning.
That's what I'm saying. And I mean, yes, you need, we've been saying it. Westbrook passion, we love it. Like we got mad at Kevin Durant. Like, where is Kevin Durant's passion? Where is some of it? Give KD some of that.
Westbrook got enough for both of them.
Yeah. We just be like, nigga, Kevin Durant, help him help him be efficient, because Jesus Christ.
Well, no, that kind of crosses out the yin and yang.
Right, you need
Durant. He's efficient. He can shoot.
Yeah, Durant's gonna be calm under pressure. And then when you need a Hulk, you get Russell Westbrook on that. You need that. That's why he got a Mountain Dew commercial. That's here he come, standing there, just moving without moving his feet, knocking shit over. Then we need that. But that's all we said. In the fourth quarter, we're going to go for Durantula, 6'11", posting niggas up. Bam.
Yeah, that's what I said. I love that Westbrook was feeding him, even though his shot wasn't hitting there first. He kept feeding him.
Yeah, and yeah, he should have got. We're going to get to that because we are going to do the whole unanimous thing. But yeah, if they can continue to play like this and they really learn how to, you know, pick a spot, they scary. If they get to that, if they want to get mentioned in the dynamic duo like Kobe and Shaq, if they figure it out, man, shoot.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't nobody stopping them.
Nope. Not at all.
They're going to be doing that shit. But yeah, man, over to the Eastern Conference.
And over there.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'll say this. It was different. They did go to seven. Hey, they both blessed us with two game sevens.
Yes.
So, I mean, on that end, you can't really complain. I'm like, look, we ask for seven games. Sometimes you get it. It was just like, right. Damn, then game five, it was like, wait, first they lost Valanciunas and Whiteside in the same game. Then it was like, are we about to lose Carroll and Luol Deng in the same game too? What the hell?
Yeah. Luckily, Carroll was able to come back.
Yeah. Well, we were saying it like if Toronto was going to do this.
Their backcourt
better show up because they have been straight garbage.
You said you were going to look up the percentage.
Yeah, I meant to look at how they were shooting.
I'm sure it went up by now.
Oh, I'm sure. Because, I mean, when the game that mattered came up, got to give you some props. Y'all stepped the hell up. Kyle Lowry, 11 for 20. 5 of 7 from 3. 8 from 11. 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals, 35 points.
I think they say he's the first point guard or the first player to have 35 and 9 since Kevin Johnson.
Damn.
Yeah, back with Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, you know, see, if Russell keep playing that way, he on Westbrook going to do that too. DeMar DeRozan, 12-24. He had 28 points, 8 rebounds. You know, if you don't do that, make something happen. Shout out to Bismack Biyombo. You know, the laughed at number 9 pick that you were like, why the hell did you take him, Charlotte? So damn high. I mean, he found a role, 41 minutes, 17 points, 16 boards, 2 blocks. Making plays.
He was energized. Yeah, man. He was just that fucking Energizer Bunny, dude.
Just screaming all over the place.
Doing his little Usain Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the pose. That was funny. But, I mean, shout out to Toronto. They pulled it off. They handled business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Storm.
Man, it looked like it was going good. It was close. And in the fourth quarter, they were like, shut the damn door.
Yep. The only thing I was like, D Wade took 13 shots. That's it?
Yeah, that's weird. 6 of 13. 13
shots? I was like, that's off. I'm like, what the hell? Who was taking all the other ones?
Yeah, Drogic was 6 of 17. But Drogic had been playing. I guess he was, trying to match maybe. Joe Johnson, 6 of 9. I think he's came late when it didn't matter. Well, dang. I mean, they had 6 guys in double figures. It's just, they just got dominated.
Yeah, their defense wasn't up to, I mean, without Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, caught up to
him. They ain't got no size.
Yeah, I mean,
they ain't got no size.
They were 7 of 25 from three.
Fucking Justice Winslow playing center.
Yeah, they tried to go small, and I think it worked in game six. And in game seven, it did not. Yeah, like
they were like, all right, let's get Bismack Biyombo up in here.
Yeah, and they were, you know, if you're gonna go small, you got to punish him.
I mean, what's pick and roll with him all day?
Yeah, West Ham is gonna do that. Oklahoma City's gonna do that. Now, nigga, we leaving Stephen Adams in, and he's fine. Go small, nigga. We grabbing all the rebounds.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you got Kevin Durant grab boards. Well, that's what we out rebounding y'all. Go small.
Yep,
we ain't going small. But yeah, like in this game, Toronto shoots 43 free throws. Miami only 23. Got killed on the boards by 23.
Oof. They got no size. Nope. That's why I was like, where you down this Haslam at?
Somebody. You know, everybody was hoping, since these niggas have not, I'd be more pissed off that they got together. These dudes have never played each other in the playoffs. I don't think they have.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck. So y'all it's going to be a win. So you telling me you had two of the top three players that played on a team, but they never played each other. And we keep wondering why the damn East is whack.
Exactly. Wonder why this era of basketball, a lot of people from the old school era look at it like, man, this is weak.
You telling me they came in the same draft?
Yep.
And it's like, I can't see a D-Wade LeBron matchup.
Nope.
We all winning together. Well, that's fine. But y'all, this whole time, y'all been in the league like 12 years or something. Y'all never played each other. I
have to look that up, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, it's weird.
Storm over there. Pissed.
I know all your Miami Heat fans are like, man, fuck this.
Son of a
That's how we go. Yeah, I know Storm. She was like, what the hell? They transition defense. What the fuck? Well, I know if she'd be screaming at the TV. She was screaming at the TV.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. She got in her coach stance and was like, man, what the fuck are you doing?
What in the fuck wrong with y'all?
Timeout, ref. Timeout.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you, what in the fuck are we doing here? Hell, I don't know.
I know Spirit was scared for his life.
I'm going to be over here. I'm going to sit over here.
I'm going in my room.
You gonna break shit.
Going to throw something at me. Oh, that's funny. Hey, Storm, it's all good. You can join me on the couch.
Cussing that TV.
Oh, man, that was funny. But, yeah, I mean, now you got Toronto, Cleveland.
Look, they were the top two teams in the East.
Cleveland going to sweep them.
Toronto was pushing them. Toronto was making a big push.
Well, Toronto won the season series.
Yeah. Yeah, I would assume. I know I didn't think of Valanciunas was going to be back. I figured if he comes back for game three, that should be cool. You know, but Miami's just hot right now. I'm sorry. Cleveland's just hot right now.
Cleveland in four.
No, I'd probably go. I go six.
Fuck that. I'm going Toronto in seven. Hey. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm going Cleveland in six. You know why? Because every time I picked against Toronto, they have fucking won. Cleveland in six. Drake, rub some of that hotline fucking bling on your team, please, so they can beat LeBron.
Yeah.
I want Toronto in the finals. I want the NBA pissed off.
Man, should I be scared for the city of Cleveland? For the Cavaliers if they fucking lose in Toronto. LeBron James about to pout. Watch out.
Oh, he about to go on the fucking.
You know what? Somebody need to get traded out around him.
Kevin Love, get the fuck out. Tristan, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Why we sign y'all to that contract? Notice I said we, because he's GM and owner and all that. I think Toronto can push them a lot more than people giving them credit for.
I think they can too. They got to get Valanciunas back. If they want to win, he got to come back. If he doesn't, if he's not in series,
you don't
they
matter.
Ain't winning. They, you know, you got to be able to handle my Cleveland's bigs. I'm going to call it Miami just because it's late. But no, I mean, hopefully these dudes have found their groove. Lowry got to go at Kyrie Irving. You got to make Kyrie Irving work.
Yeah.
Play that defense, make him take bad shots. You know, DeMar Carroll, this part, why they brought you here. Because they know if you in the East, you got to go through LeBron James.
I mean, the real key for the series for me is whoever's guarding Kevin Love at the four.
Because
who are they playing? I'm assuming it'll be, you know, a mixture of Patrick Patterson, John Thompson, you know, maybe even slide DeMar Carroll on him a few times. So I'm sure they'll throw different looks at him. But whoever the primary power forward is guarding Kevin Love, they're going to have to, like, guard Kevin Love. You can't just leave him open from three.
No. They'll probably have probably Patterson, somebody who can guard him from outside.
Yeah.
But he's going to – if Cleveland is smart, they'll go to Kevin Love in the post enough. Have him work. Yeah. Biombo, you got your work cut out for you. You got to battle Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, you got to crash the boards, bro.
And that bench.
Yeah.
Terrence Ross, Corey Joseph.
Got to step it up.
Powell again. You got to get in. I just wouldn't be surprised with all Cleveland bigs out of Luis Scola play some.
Think Mozgov going to get some time? Probably not.
He might get a little bit.
God, he just fell off the map.
No, because Cleveland, they went. Because LeBron can play the four. And LeBron is, if LeBron was coming into the league now, they'd be like, you can play the four.
I don't understand why they signed him or re-signed him.
Well, at the time, he was valuable. I would have re-signed him, but you just, you know, I think he had a year left on his deal.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was an option. Never mind.
Yeah. He won't be back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Cleveland, you know, I hope Toronto pushes them. I hope Toronto makes it a real series.
I do too. And we get free Drake concerts in the finals. And then the Drake, I don't know, you want to call it the Bayhive, but the Drake zone comes out.
Man, I know Toronto, I know the Raptors got a rep for the whole country of Canada. Get some Cantonade in there. Y'all talking about them lemonade and views and all that. Yeah, 99.9% Cantonade. Get that. If you want something serious, get that. I may have to play some in between in this segment since we are about to go to break. We coming back. We got more NBA talk. You know, we'll be hitting jumping topics, and you know we're doing some awards, so stay tuned. Sir. Y'all, it's your brother's Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
y'all. We're back. Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So hit us up. Y'all want to talk some NBA playoffs down to the Final Four? Who you got going to the finals? OKC got a chance. Any hope for Toronto? Are they going to win more than two games? You think they'll win a game? Hit us up. Let us know. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter @BrothersLayman. On the website, blackisonline.com.
And if you're from the Drake wasp nest and you want to see him sprinkle some of that hot lime bling on Cleveland, hit us up and let us know.
Holla. Nope. just be a fan. Sit there. Root for your team.
Oh, man. And that's patented. Don't steal my Drake's wasp nest.
Hey, but if you what? But if he, I'll say this, if he attends every game, unless he had a concert, if he attends every game in that series, I'd be like, all right, dude, I'm just, that's what I like to see. Now, if you're going to be a fan and travel, you're going to be like Spike, I'm like, okay, then, you know.
I heard people referring to him as a new Spike. I'm like, let's not go that far. Relax, all right? Spike is one of a kind.
Yeah, Spike ain't doing all that.
Spike
just like, look, I'm a fan here. He's just about the basketball.
Yeah, he love his Knicks, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, yeah, let's get into hitting some more news. We talked about him winning the MVP and about possibly being unanimous. But now that he is the first unanimous MVP winner, folk got feeling some kind of way about it.
Well, I mean, when you asked on the show last time, I was like, I don't know. Possibly it could happen.
Yeah.
The reason I said that is because, again, I mean, if you go to any, even just your average basketball fan, and you probably ask them who's the most valuable player, pretty sure 99% of people would say Steph Curry. If you said who is the MVP for the regular season of this year, pretty much everybody going to say Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's not like it was a secret that he wasn't going to. I mean, we all knew he was going to get MVP. So, I mean, the fact that it was unanimous, I don't give a shit, personally.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, the ones who I know Kmart brought up, I think Shaq winning it. And I think, I got one, but I believe that. I do think when LeBron won one of his, that Carmelo got one vote. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were probably guys from their particular cities who voted for him. But I'm like, you know, it was like Steph came in as a reigning MVP. I mean, granted, yes, we were all still like LeBron James after how last season ended. We were like, this dude is fucking killer. The way he ended, I mean, he didn't win, but you were like, he putting up 35, 11, and 8. Like, dude.
He's a beast.
Right. But then people started talking shit about the Warriors and maybe y'all really ain't that good. Maybe it was luck.
Mm-hmm.
Even the sun shine on the dog ass. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mama G, I can't help it. That's just funny. It was just, you know, a lot of people. Doc Rivers, they didn't play us.
You know, I mean, even some people were like, they deserve an asterisk.
Like, look,
every point guard was hurt.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were even like, I wanted to see them play everybody healthy.
Absolutely.
I wasn't. You're like, dude, they were the best team in the league the whole season. So it wasn't like, oh, so the best team in the league won the championship. Oh, okay, that's usually what you would expect.
And they're doing it again this year.
And then people, you know, and he was like, what? Okay. And then played at another level.
Yeah.
But you were like, what is he? Everybody, that's all you talked about was Steph Curry. All season.
It was like last year we saw he was hitting threes. Okay. Mm-hmm. They were hitting threes. They were the Splash Brothers. Yeah, that shit went to a whole nother level this season. I mean, he broke his own record from last year by over 100.
Yeah, it was killing that it.
It was video game status at this point this season. Like, he was doing shit even video games can't do.
Yeah, he was the talk of the town. Yep. I mean, so I'm like, I'm not surprised in the sense like, okay, well, I mean, he's, because you're like, well, who's somebody? But that thing is like, look, if I'm a Spurs fan, and I have a vote. I'm probably who, and I'm trying to be fair. I'm doing it as a basketball fan. I probably am going for Steph Curry.
That's what I'm saying. All of that matters. Being like, objective,
you're the best player on the best team who just broke a record that people thought wasn't going to get broken. Mm-hmm. If that was LeBron James, you'd be like, nigga, give it to LeBron James.
Yep.
You wouldn't even question it.
Yep.
You'd be like, how did he not get you? He just broke Jordan record.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan. I mean, yep. Saying. But because it came in the...
Oh, that's real.
But because he's a point guard, kind of small, what he's doing is unconventional for this, for what we've all accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, look, the shot that you give a dude to shoot, he's shooting it and hitting it. You switch, give him some space so he don't try to drive by you. Make him take a 25-footer. Oh, I'm taking it, and it's in.
I mean, and I'm doing this shit
three more times on you. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, what am I supposed to do? And then when you try to get up on him, he blow by you.
I mean, the shots he's shooting, if most coaches, if they saw you shoot that, they'd bench your ass.
Yeah, he's just and good
he's
at
hitting
it.
Them on a regular.
Mm-hmm. He's just all right, but you just tell him don't.
Don't go overboard.
Right. You can't do that shit five straight times in a damn row. Like, he does still get his teammates involved.
Yeah.
But that's just saying, and then, folk, first let's, Tracy McGrady talking about
yeah.
The league. This shows you how much the league watered down.
That was my dude.
And then it was like, why is that? Well, LeBron, they never got it. I'm like, oh, this is why. I tell you what was going to be said. Jordan didn't get unanimous MVP. here we go. Well, LeBron James is the best player. He ain't getting okay.
Yeah, I mean, right? Look, I get what T-Mac was trying to say. I mean, even I have made the comment that I felt the talent level has gone down just a little bit in the NBA. I'm not saying everybody sorry, but I mean, I just felt like the wide range of talent that the NBA had back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, early 2000s, I think it's gone down just a smidge, just a little bit. But that's not taking anything away from these guys. I think, a lot of the players who are the stars nowadays, they can play in any era based on their talent levels, based on their skills. I mean, it's always going to be debated because we don't know. But, I mean, to say the NBA is watered down, that's kind of harsh. Yeah. I'm not going to go there.
So basically you're saying that what they did is like, well, they weren't playing against this. I'm like, you got to take what's happening now.
Yeah, got to play what's in front of you. So,
and like, dude, they won 73 games. Fine, if you don't think they better than the 70 than them Bulls, okay. That don't mean they suck.
Not at all.
Like, they just broke a record you didn't think was going to be broken. Clearly, they must be very good.
But
if you win 65 plus games, you're a good ass team. And you won like 70, like you broke, you passed even the Lakers record. Well, Weston Willis won 60. Come on, man. 25 straight home games.
I find it very funny that, all the years in the past when teams would get off to these hot starts and they would talk about, are they potentially going to break the Bulls record and blah, 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 blah. Not once did they ever mention about the league being watered down, ever.
Nope.
This is the first time I've ever heard somebody even bring that up about the league being watered down when somebody was, getting close to or just breaking the record. I mean, never heard anybody say that. So T-Mac just talking out of his ass. He just bitter.
Yeah, he just, maybe he's not a fan of small guards. He's like, well, I'm basically saying I like LeBron James more. LeBron James should
he liked the old school era. Well, LeBron kind of resembles T-Mac a little bit more. They're both around the same height and,
And, of course, they felt like saying something, too.
Both came out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Both
talking shit about Steph Curry. With LeBron James passive-aggressive talking.
Yeah, Storm, I'm going in on your husband.
No, I'm just saying, no doubt he deserved the MVP. He deserved it more. But when we talking about, most valuable, that's something else.
But when you win it, that's what it means. Shut the fuck up. Oh, like LeBron, get out of my face, man. I hate that shit. And I've told this to somebody. LeBron, I think, is really starting to get to a point. LeBron has been the talk of the town since he was, what, 16?
Pretty much.
He is now 31 years old, and he's starting to finally be surpassed. And personally, I don't think he can handle it. I don't think his ego can handle it. I think it really bugs him that he is not the guy anymore. I think it really fucking hurts his feeling that he's not that dude. And the fact that he didn't get one MVP vote, I think really hit him where it hurt.
Yeah,
I think that really gave him a punch in the gut.
Well, the funny thing is that he came in third.
Exactly.
Behind Kawhi Leonard. I was shocked Kawhi Leonard got second. I'm still always shocked about that. I was like, wow. Because he beat LeBron James by a little bit.
The second best team in the league.
Yeah, he got more second place votes than LeBron. He got more third place votes. Seeing that now was like, damn.
He was the best player on the second best team in the league.
Yeah, it was funny though, looking at that.
He was the best player on the best team in the league. I mean, it ain't rocket science, folks.
It was funny though, looking at the scorecard, and you're just like, and you see all this, and then it's like 0-0-0-0-0-0. You're like, damn, ain't nobody. I was like, why none of these niggas? But you know, I'm sitting here like, yeah, I'd vote for Steph Curry, and if you got everybody on there who's just like, yeah, I'd vote for Steph Curry. Oh.
And it's just annoying, man. It's just annoying. I'm just like, goddamn.
But even
fucking Cleveland's GM, you can't just say congratulations to the man, can you? You can't just say, you know what, he did a good job this season. They broke the record. You know, he earned it. Nope. Got to throw in some shade. Got to throw in your two cents. Well, we really got to redefine this word valuable. Fuck you, LeBron. See, if I was Steph, you know what?
Well, you heard what he was saying.
Yeah.
What did he say? Like, basically.
He said, I've gotten really good at ignoring people, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, which in layman's terms means fuck you, LeBron, and shut the fuck up. Talk shit about me. Yeah, that who's winning? Who's winning against a better conference? See, that's why I'm like, you talk about all this, LeBron's more valuable. People want to bring up the fact that I think Cleveland as well, like 1-6 or something like that without LeBron.
Yeah.
And Steph's team is, I forget what they are. They have a winning record without Steph. But I'm like, you can't use that against Steph Curry. So you're going to punish Steph Curry because LeBron's team sucks without him. That is not Steph Curry's fault. That's not Steph Curry's fault that his team is sorry without him. And then secondly, nobody's ever even brought up the fact that Steph plays in a much harder conference than LeBron James.
Yep.
LeBron plays in the sorry-ass East. He has coasted to the fucking Eastern Conference Finals. Steph has had to work.
Yeah, he came in having the ball.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear all this crap. Steph deserved the MVP. Did he necessarily deserve it to be unanimous? I think that's up for debate. But I'm not going to shit on the kid for winning the award that everybody knew he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So LeBron, just shut up. Kick rocks, shut up, and go about your business.
Yeah, I don't know why he just...
He's hating.
Yeah, he just, it's he's always hating. That. Like, look, I wouldn't, and I guess people would, you know, but I guess people who always ask him to be like Jordan, I guess that's something Jordan may do. Or he just, you know, Jordan would be like, all right, he deserved it, and then just wait till he play him. Or he just exactly. Light somebody up. You just be like, he'd go off on the next game, and he'd just be like, all right, I'm putting up 58 on this nigga. And you'd be like, oh, shit, he must have been mad he didn't get it. That's how you knew he was mad. He was like, oh, no, it's all gravy. It's cool. He deserved it. And next thing you know, whoever that opponent was, he's like, I'm killing you. And you'd be like,
I have something in reference to this specific issue in my awards.
All right. Yeah, it's just I was going to give him the small one, but no, nah, he deserved the whole thing.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yep. Let it go, man. He deserved it. He won it. Like, dude, still people still think. And yes, that whole debate has been happening forever. Is how do you determine who the MVP is?
Need to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna say whoever the best player is, you know, pretty much for that decade or whatever gets it, then you only have like 8 niggas who won the award. It's like, oh, you the main dude right now? Okay, here, just hold it until we're ready to take it from you. Because even when LeBron James was putting up numbers, you were like, is he the MVP? And then Kobe win the championships. You're like, oh, I guess, nope, Kobe's the best player.
Well, when Steve Nash won the MVP, he wasn't the best player in the league.
No.
Just saying, it doesn't, I mean, you know, it's for the best player that season.
Mm-hmm. And for Jesus the best player in the regular season.
Yes. Like, it, oh my God, whatever.
Yeah.
LeBron get on my nerve.
Yeah, it's just, it's too much. Just be like, yeah, he got it. You know, shout out to Carl Anthony Towns, another unanimous winner. He won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, dude. That was well deserved, and it needed to be unanimous.
Yeah. I mean, it, like you said,
clearly
it could,
the best rookie.
Yeah, it could have been like, you know, Porzingis, you know,
started
played
off
above.
High.
Yeah, he started off strong. He just didn't finish well. Mm-hmm. He just, you know, that dude, we put up 18-13, like the best rookie season for a big since Tim Duncan. You're just like, this dude might be the future big man in the league.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I got to eat crow. I didn't think he should have been the number one pick. Per se, I thought Jahlil Okafor was the better guy coming out, but he has proven me wrong.
Yeah, he can score, he can rebound, he can defend,
he can hit threes,
he's athletic,
he can handle the ball.
Mm-hmm. Like, and he's the kind of guy that for this new age NBA ball, this is the kind of big you want.
Yep, this is the big that you really can utilize during small ball.
Yeah, and this is a guy who is a five, and if he gets, you know, if he gets switched, he can actually do a decent job of guarding that point guard or guard. So you're not getting really getting hurt on the pick and roll.
Yeah, him and Minnesota's looking very promising.
Yeah, man. I'm already sitting there like in the All-Star game, it's going to be him and Anthony Davis. Killing. They're the future.
Yeah, they are.
But, yeah, Minnesota, hey, man, you got two great pieces. I mean, you're almost like, this fool going to be better than Andrew Wiggins.
You got three pieces.
Who's the one with Zach LaVine?
Zach LaVine. Baylor would have smacked you for that one.
Don't be telling me to not talking about my squad.
Let's not forget you got Shabazz Muhammad, too.
Yeah, I mean, they got talent, Gordon Dean. I mean, Talent is just – I'm like, this dude might be, like, for real – like next 2-3 years, like might be doing some serious, but no, they've got talent. I mean, Thibodeau's there, proven head coach, you know, showed he can get the best out of his players. They got some, and if, you know, depending on who they, where they fall in the draft lottery.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Lakers. You're sweating.
Sweating bullets. Y'all better have some great dreams tonight. Y'all better be holding on to your lucky rabbit's feet, rubbing all your lucky charms, your four-leaf clover, everything.
Yeah, man.
Because tomorrow, baby.
Ooh, that's a big day. That's a big day in determining how this summer gonna go.
I can't wait.
Yeah, do you get to keep your pick? Maybe it's a potential trade for some serious talent.
And I'm off work early, so I'm watching that bitch.
Mm-hmm. To them envelopes. Because, hey, look, last year, there was only one thing out of order, which was the Knicks, who were the number who were slotted the second worst team, got moved to fourth, got bumped to fourth by who? The Lakers, who were number four. So what happens?
Is it payback time?
Mm.
Is it the Knicks' turn?
I don't think the Knicks have a pick.
Oh, damn.
I don't think the Knicks have a pick.
Oh, that
like,
means,
nigga, but
that means
Philly get your time. Pick?
That means it's Philly time.
Philly, man, shoot.
Can you imagine?
If you listening, help!
Can you imagine if Philly gets the number one and number four pick?
Ooh.
What the?
Be like, man. I know what's gonna happen. Sam Hinkie gonna be watching that shit like,
son of a
that's my picks.
fuck you, NBA. All these years that you couldn't give me the number one pick.
That would be fucked. That would be fucked. If that happened, I'd be like, my thought would be, that's fucked up. He been setting them up to get the number one pick. He ain't got none. And it's like, oh, okay. Now that I'm gone, here's your number one pick. Like, man, fuck y'all.
Now that Brian Colangelo is here, somebody who knows how to rebuild an organization.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, now then I'd be, you know, then I'd be like Storm. It's, that might be a conspiracy. No. Because you know if this was, what's something? Who was the commissioner before Adam Silver?
Oh, David Stern?
If that happened, you'd be like, David Stern set that up.
Yep.
You'd be like, Adam Silver put in the new GM, and then that year they get the number one pick. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. The number one and the number and the Laker pick, yeah, you hooked them up. Just feel like Robert Kraft.
Well, they should. Roger Goodell. They should after robbing them all these years.
Pre-Deflategate. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, Philly, you know, I mean, honestly, I hope the Lakers get to keep the pick. You know what? Because, look, I want to see the Lakers better. Honestly, I want Philly to get the number one pick or higher than the damn Lakers. They need to. Look. Philly needs one or two. If Philly gets third, I'm like, you know what? Y'all just dicking them.
Laker fans, I'm going to tell you this just truly from the bottom of my heart. I don't want you guys to get the pick just for comedic purposes, just so I can laugh. I'm sorry. That's just me. I just so I can laugh. I'm going to be in tears. If y'all don't get a top three pick, I'm going to be in tears.
If they don't get that pick, I'm immediately turning on fucking 17. Yes, I'm turning on 17. I'm like, what the hell are they saying? It's Jimbo's fault. if they don't get the pick, it's Jimbo's fault. That's why he better not be at that poll. He better not be the one sitting at the table.
Oh.
You better say, well, you know, he's gonna
get a text message from his sister. You're fired.
Just because.
Oh, that's
no, let Mitch Kupchak go. Especially do not be there. For comedic purposes, that's what you want. Jim Buss gonna be there representing the team, and they're not gonna get the pick. And the number four pick goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. I am going. You are going to hear a loud motherfucker.
Oh man! We went through this last year, and it worked out. So let's see if we can go 2 years in a row.
Lakers need some help. Hopefully they can get it. But man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's always exciting. Because some team moves up. Some team jumps.
My Bulls are in it. Let's go number two pick. Number one, number two pick. Let's go Bulls.
I know you're hoping for
that. We can get Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I swear. If the Bulls land a top three pick, I'd be like, what?
Ben Simmons, baby. Oh, no, you flipped that bitch for a proven commodity. Give me somebody to get us back in the playoffs again, please. And thank you.
Nah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
In coach moves, you had, of course, recently Pacers promoted Nate McMillan to head coach.
Good for him. I've been wondering when he was going to get a head coaching job again.
Mm-hmm.
He's been deserving of one since what? Portland?
Yeah, I think was he coaching? He was coaching Portland. Or was he coaching? Was he in Portland and? Because he was in OKC. Was he coaching?
He was
Seattle?
In OKC. He was in. He coached Seattle, and then he coached. I think he coached Seattle.
Because he coached them before Scott Brooks got there.
Yeah,
I believe so.
I think so. But yeah, I'm happy for the man.
No, I am too.
Apparently, he's going to push the pace, which is what Larry Bird wants. So,
no, he should be good. I mean, he's going. Yeah, he said he's going to do what he want to do. Like, all right for him. Shocking out there though was hearing that Scott Skiles resigned as coach of the Magic.
That was what? That was because of that Tobias Harris trade.
Like, but who? Like, you think because who traded him? You think management was
the
mad
GM
about it?
I think. Scott Skiles was mad about it.
Mm.
I personally don't. I mean, because that trade made no sense. You traded a young, what, 20? Tobias Harris, like, what, 23?
Yeah, you just traded him.
Fucking Brandon Jennings?
Yeah, and Ervonley Slova, like.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, we want to make room for Gordon. I'm like, well, then you better figure it out.
Exactly.
And, like, yeah, you can.
Yeah, it just made no sense.
No, I didn't get that. And that's, yeah, you know, it was coming off that he didn't believe Elfrid Payton was the guy, and the team was like, no, he is the dude. I'm like, I ain't giving up on his ass right now.
Sorry, Teddy.
Yeah, that was shocking. I was like, what? And he just was like, you know what? I am the right coach for this team. According to sources, made it sound like he was like in January was like, yo, this ain't working. You were like, damn.
When you gone that quick, clearly something wrong with management. You and management ain't getting along.
Yeah, because they're not doing something you like.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, maybe you want too much control. I'm like, they're not trading a top 10 pick who's talented. This is second year in the league.
Mm-mm.
I was like, yes, he's not the conventional guard that y'all want. The popular ones that are, you know, everybody. Yes, it would be nice if everybody in mama could shoot threes. Because at this point in the league, you need everybody, including your centers, to shoot threes. But everybody's not going to be a good three-point shooter. Like, maybe that's not his thing. Maybe he'll get it. Shit, it took Jason Kidd forever. Then all of a sudden, the end of his career, he can shoot threes.
Finally got it down.
Man, I always thought it was like, if Jason Kidd ever had a moment where his skill set and his shooting aligned at the same time, he would have been nasty.
Mm-hmm.
If he could play like that and shoot the three like he was doing late in his career, man, damn. He actually might be higher up on the point guard list.
Yeah,
you'd be like, nigga, what? Like, all right. But yeah, I like Elfrid Payton. Now you're like, I don't know who they gonna get, but there's some dudes out there.
Maybe they some dudes out there. I still don't know why they got rid of Tobias Harris. That's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. Troy, like, I don't get it either, but thanks.
Exactly.
All right, and then the news came out that
that's funny.
The advertisements have begun. Sixers are going to be wearing StubHub patches on their jerseys starting the 2017-18 season. They're the first.
I heard it's like a 3-year contract for like $15 million.
First ones to sign up.
Yep.
I don't know.
StubHub, great.
Yeah, it's going to look weird.
Rock that shit on our jerseys, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, they've put stuff on jerseys before. It is just going to be weird.
So is it going to be on there when they sell the jerseys now?
Well, I heard they said for the home games, when they sell the jerseys, that they will be.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck. I don't want no jersey with an advertisement on it. That's awful.
Yeah, hopefully you should be able to buy them without it. That's one of them. Like, is that on the official NBA jersey? Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to get the other joint.
Exactly.
I ain't buying that $300 all in with that patch on. I'm good. Give me this $50 jersey. That works just fine.
Exactly.
Oh, last thing before we hit the NBA, because I forgot to ask about it. That non-travel call on Westbrook. I was like,
God.
It was under a minute to go. No whistles. You ain't learned that yet? Under a minute to go in the playoffs this season, refs ain't calling shit. If it's close, they ain't calling it. And you're like,
it was funny. Somebody retweeted the Shaq and the Fool with who's my boy, Josh Smith, when he took like 25 steps. They were like, see, they don't call travel on nobody.
No, they don't. They call it. It's just mad inconsistent. You know, but I will say for Westbrook, when he stopped and did call a timeout and they didn't call a whistle, and then he ended up having to take another step to not fall, but then they called it. So they had called it when he signaled timeout, it wouldn't matter. But they're not calling that, man.
I'm not even going to sit here and be like, well, that cost them the game anyway. I'm like, no, not doing that.
excuse me, I got something in my eye.
Get it the fuck out your eye, you blind motherfucker.
It's a Warrior fan feeling. If you had just called that ref,
yep,
we would have won. obvious call that the ref didn't make. Yeah, join the club.
Exactly. That shit happens to everybody.
Yes, it does. if it's under a minute to go, unless he blatantly socks the shit out of dude, then
well, even then,
unless you're LeBron James, you'll probably get the call.
I mean, Deion Waiters blatantly shoved Ginobili, and there was nothing. So no.
Unless your name is LeBron James or Dwayne Wade, who's not in it anymore, so it's just LeBron James who's going to get them calls.
Yep.
And when he doesn't get those calls, he's going to be crying like
he's going to complain,
like he been doing.
I love it.
Since moving on, shout out to Rob Gronkowski. Got the Madden 17 cover.
Oh, shit. It should have been Von Miller.
There you go. I'm surprised it ain't no Super Bowl winner.
Just saying. Hating. I'm going to get that into that, too, with my award. Wait, they hating as usual.
Who was it last year?
Odell Beckham.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, how come he didn't win it last year with the title? Oh, yeah, Odell Beckham.
Yeah. Well, maybe Von Miller will be next season.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Whatever.
The Bills keep getting hit with injuries. First, they first round pick, defensive end Shaq Lawson is out of shoulder surgery. And then he was hopefully trying to put that off, but they were like, let's get this over with. And then off injured, Sammy Watkins is to have foot surgery, hoping to be ready for the start of training camp.
Jeez. I mean, injury prone. Curious to see what he's going to try to demand when he starts to hit free agency.
Dude, they're going to be like, you can't stay healthy for Jack.
Exactly. Nigga, you ain't getting Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Julio Jones money. Get out of here.
Nope, he going to ask for it, though.
Oh, of course.
Every time when he gets the rock,
he's going to have to get paid something because, I mean, he is really good when he's on the field.
Yo, he like Baylor was saying, he's going to fall. In the draft, man, when I'm picking, and if I've already got three wide receivers and he's still on the board, I might be like,
He'd be a nice late round flyer for somebody to take.
Man, he produced like a motherfucker if you stashed him last season. Man.
And Tyrod Taylor is pretty good at quarterback, so yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Bills is going through it. And I see Mr. Butt Fumble, your starting quarterback, left thumb surgery. Mm-hmm. Missing the beginning of OTAs.
Yeah, they said he should be back hopefully in a couple weeks on his non-throwing hand. So, hey, more reps for Paxton Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine with me. The young buck needs as many as he can get.
Yeah. Who ain't getting no reps? So long, Zach Mettenberger. Titans waived him after two seasons.
Aw. Well, somebody will pick him up. I mean, before he tore his ACL coming out of LSU, he was projected to be a first-round pick, so I'm sure somebody will take a flyer on him. I mean, as shitty a quarterback as we got in this league, somebody going to take a chance on him.
Yeah, he'll at least be a third string or something. He'll be on somebody's roster.
If Sam Bradford can be getting paid, Zach Mettenberger going to get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Over in MLB, the league suspends Rocky shortstop Jose Reyes for his involvement in a domestic dispute incident last fall.
Mm-hmm.
He was already going on administrative leave, so he had missed 34 games. He's going to miss a total of 51, and he's spending through the rest of the month. Through all this suspension, he's lost. Will lose $7.3 million of his $22 million he's owed this season.
Mm-hmm. I hope that domestic dispute was worth it, brother. I hope it was worth all $7 million you lost. I mean, come on, man. Like, that's what I mean. You just got to be smarter than this. I know emotions get high. I know things happen. Walk away.
Yeah, he got to.
Walk away. Walk away. Please, gentlemen. Please. God. But at least these sports are starting to crack down. I will say that.
Yep. And then, just the other day, you had with the Blue Jays and the Rangers.
The Rangers.
Yeah, man, had a little scuffle whatever. What's in there? Rodnett, Odor, and Jose Bautista. Get to scrapping.
Oh, no, there was no get to scrapping. Or was it Odor? Or what's his name?
Odor. Odor? I think it's pronounced.
He gave his ass a right hook and just knocked the sunglasses off his ass.
Yeah, apparently they decided. For those who aren't familiar, last year these teams met in the playoffs. And this is based off of Jose Bautista's. It was like a game. Not, I don't know if it was a game winning home run, but it was like a 2-run, a 3-run homer. He smacked the shit out of that bitch.
Yep. He smacked the hell out of it and did that bat flip, baby.
And just stared.
It was like, nigga.
That was sick. In that moment, you're like, yes, you can throw the bat.
You could do that. Exactly. I wasn't mad at him.
No, you were like,
they going to the World Series off of that? Nigga.
So, and they supposedly had played 7 other times before. But they decided to wait until the last game because they don't play each other the rest of the season to hit them.
Well, there were a few things that went on in this play. So they beamed him. He went to first base, and then there was a ground ball to third. And then as that happened, he took off and kind of – which is now illegal. You can't slide into guys anymore. So he slid into Odor. Odor took offense, gave him a push just to let him know back the fuck up. Jose Bautista took 2 steps forward and got his ass clocked. So let that be a lesson to folks. If somebody pushes you, back up.
Be ready.
Analyze the situation exactly. If you're gonna step up, you better step up with a fist balled up, ready to punch and defend yourself.
Ooh, he called him something serious. It was like, ooh.
Up the vines because they keep slow mowing them, and he knocked the shit out of him.
Yeah,
I mean, you can tell Odor has fought before a few times because he got him good.
Yeah, he did because he was stunned. He was still going. You could tell he was like, oh.
Yeah. And I love that Adrian Beltre just kind of held him the entire time. It was like, nope, you can't get no retaliation. Nope.
That was funny. Put you in a full Nelson. Don't leave him alone.
Oh, man.
But even supposedly because they hit him like instead of hitting him in the thigh area like they did with a Fielder. After that, they were like, yeah, you hit him in kind of like the elbow rib area. I'm like, yeah. I'd feel some kind of like, why are you, if you're going to hit me, then just hit me.
Yeah.
Don't hit me someplace, you know, if I'm out and I got a rib, you know, I'm out for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, these are one of the few things in baseball where you see the dugouts empty and you're like, oh shit, what about to go down?
Mm-hmm.
They'll get down in baseball.
Yeah, they suspended like 10 motherfuckers from that game.
Yeah, dudes was scrapping. If you look at once everybody starts getting in, dudes was going at it.
Mm-hmm. How many games you think Odor is going to get? You think he's going to get like 10?
I was going to say about 10. 10 to 10. By about 10 games, sounds right. 10 to 15.
He was like, yeah, you started. He didn't hit you. Once you pushed him, and it was like, then you cold cock, dude.
Now, hold that. But you got Jose Bautista did slide into him.
Yeah, but, you know, some reports are making it sound like he wasn't like spikes up and all that. Like, he just, I don't know. They keep changing all this. You know, now you can't. They trying to take all the contact out because you can't run into the catcher no more.
That's stupid. I still don't like that rule. That's the dumbest rule to me. But again, we'll get into rule changes in my award.
Right. But then this one was like nothing happened until they said, dude, it was always okay. But I guess somebody got hurt off and it was like, oh, stop it. All these unwritten rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bat flip, I'm like, oh, come on. Like, yeah, you can be like, don't throw the damn bat in the stands. You know, if you're going to flip it, let it, you know, you need to just do something like close by.
Flip it.
Yeah, don't like, hey, I'm going to throw it by the dugout. Like, you know, I'm
going to launch that bitch.
Don't stare. Like, oh, come on, man. That's the thing because it's a pitcher and hitter. I respect that.
I'm sorry, but
if a hitter come at you trying to do something and you strike his ass out, I have no problem with the pitcher looking right at him like, what?
And if memory serves me correct, didn't Babe Ruth call his shot?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that sounds like shit talking to me.
That's what we do in the, You know, in the playground, when you're just playing with your friends, you'd be like, I'm about to smack the shit out there. I was like, nope, this is a gentleman's game. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
So we got to be quiet, too?
I mean, I understand. Golf,
like, you want me to whisper?
Oh, no, nigga. Tiger hooked up golf. He made it okay to be emotional. You can curse and fist pump and do whatever you want. Spike your club against the ground. You can do whatever you want in golf now.
That's fun.
Oh, that's great.
All right, man. 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right. Well, it's getting a little late, but it's going to be quick anyway. So my wife showed me a video not too long ago, and it showed some ladies, I guess you want to call it twerking, whatever, you know, shaking their asses, smoking blunts, you know, all on camera. You know, they're recording themselves doing all this. Apparently, they destroyed a boyfriend's car for cheating. Ladies, I just want to let y'all know something. Just straight up. I know emotions get high. I know if you catch a man doing something shady, he got a mistress, commit adultery, whatever the case may be, you are very pissed off. And I know emotions will go to unimaginable levels. But, my ladies, there are other ways to go about getting your man back than destroying his property. And the reason I'm saying this is because for those of you women out there who are doing this and are videotaping yourselves doing this, just a heads up, that is a crime. Okay? The fact that you are videotaping yourself doing that has just given your boyfriend or whoever the dude is, you have given him the key to send you to jail. Okay? Now, you can say whatever you want to the police. He cheated on me and so forth and so on. And the police are going to say, ma'am, that's not illegal. Unfortunately, a dude cheating on you, woman cheating on you, it ain't illegal. It's not against the law. So, nothing you can do about that. But you smashing his windshield, you know, busting his side mirrors and, you know, smoking weed on his car and all that. That's very much against the law. And you post it online, it's going to be there and somebody can track it down. So I'm just saying, ladies, there are other ways around it. Women, they always say women are smarter than dudes. Use that brain power, ladies, and just don't do illegal shit if you want to get back at your mans. That's all I'm saying. Just be smart about it. That's all. Just a little tidbit of information for you ladies out there. If you're going to illegally do some shit to your man, don't videotape it or have any evidence or any trace of it being you. That's all. That's all I got. 5 minutes right there.
Hey, man. That's some sound advice.
I'm just saying.
People, you know, guys can do some fucked up stuff and hurt your feelings. And I understand wanting to pass on that same kind of, you know, anger and all that wit to him. Just be smart about it.
That's all I'm saying. Just be smart.
Look, I can't, you know, if you get mad enough, you want to break some stuff. I mean, as a guy, I'd say, please don't. But, you know, if you hurt, if you hurt, then, you know, it's do what you feel. Just be careful.
Go for guys, too. You think go for guys, too, dude. Mm-hmm. She cheats on you or whatever. There are other ways to go around getting back at her. Don't put your hands on her. Don't fuck up her shit. There are other ways, dude.
Look, just find somebody.
Don't put my brother going to jail anymore. There are other ways.
Find somebody who's worth your time.
You go. There's millions of people out there. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Let's get into these awards, man.
All right.
All right. Get with these good ones. I'll start off with the noise.
Noise.
All right. I just have to. They're pretty good tempo. First one, I'm just shouting out to the WNBA for hitting the 20-year mark. I noticed that on ESPN. I was like, oh, shit, you know, I'm glad there's a professional league where, you know, women who want to play ball can go play. Out here, I know it's not the most popular, you know, sport. I watch it from time to time, but I don't watch it like that. But, you know, seeing, you know, watch some of the women's game, at least college game, that these women can actually go and play somewhere else and still play the game that they love to play.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, over time the money will get bigger. I do think, you know, the next generation will probably, you know, continue how what the guys do. Some will probably be doing some sick athletic stuff and whatnot, and it'll get gaining popularity. But I'm just glad that there is a league for them who want to play.
Yeah.
And somebody please explain to me why women are not allowed to play baseball. I don't understand it. I mean, you just – somebody help me out with that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, yeah, they got softball, but why can't they actually play baseball? Like, what's – why?
I'm just saying, league of their own. I'm just saying.
They can play it. I just – I've seen
a movie.
Yeah, I don't understand, but – all right.
There's no crying in baseball.
And then I'm actually going to give a noise toward to my Spurs, you know, despite the ending, had a great season, 67 wins, Kawhi Leonard's taking another step, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge was pretty good his first year with Pop. Usually, you know, the second year is always really good for under Pop's system. Your second year you play better, so hopefully that works out for Jonathan Simmons as well. They got some nice pieces. Hope Duncan and them come back for one more year. We can kind of add a little bit more, get a little more athleticism, a little more, get some bigs. Mm-hmm. You know, we got cap rooms like everybody else, and we close. So hopefully, we can get some guys to keep this transition going.
Oh,
but yeah, shout out to them. You know, they gone fishing, so that's just my noise to war.
Oh, I know. It's going to be all right, dude.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I don't know why I'm laughing. My team didn't even make the playoffs.
Dude, we were joking about y'all all season, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. All right. So, for my Noise Awards, first of all, I'm going to give a shout-out to my defending champions in the NFL. Thank you very much. ESPN is so disrespectful. They predicted we gonna be 7-9.
Damn.
Broncos players took notice, and Mr. Chris Harris Jr. tweeted out the following: "Thank you, ESPN, for 7-9 motivation. LOL. We wasn't even 7-9 with KO and Tebow at quarterback."
Ooh.
And for those of you who don't know who KO is, that's Kyle Orton. Yeah, nigga, we wasn't even below 500 with those two at quarterback. Thanks, ESPN. Appreciate that. Thank you for the bulletin board material. And then CJ Anderson saw Chris Harris's tweet and responded, "What they said, we was going to be 7-9? Ouch, we are that weak." And then Chris Harris replied, we just got trash out of nowhere. Yeah, we won the Super Bowl, now we're ass, so that's fine. But the what makes it even better, the Broncos saw Chris Harris's tweet and retweeted his mention that we weren't even 7-9 with Kyle Orton and Tebow at quarterback, and tweeted out that if memory serves correctly, we even won a playoff game. So shut the fuck up.
Oh.
And then even more love, and I love this even more, shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. They tweeted, "Even though he plays for the hashtag Broncos, you got to give him props for this." And they retweeted Chris Harris's tweet. Exactly. Just stating facts, Tommy. You can talk all the smack you want about the Broncos not being good. We got Mark Sanchez and butt fumble at quarterback. Yeah, when we had the worst quarterback in Tim Tebow, we still made a playoff and won a game, didn't we? So that should be a testament to our defense. I'm loving this. Our defense is going to fuck everybody up this season again. And I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. Please just keep telling us we're going to suck. They fed off it last year, and they're going to do it again this season. Oh, I'm loving every bit of it, too. Thank you.
Man.
Shut up, then, bitch! Exactly. And then wanted to give a shout-out to the homie Kmart who left us the voicemail. He tweeted Chris and I an article that his sister wrote, and I told him I mentioned it on the show. So shout-out to Kiana Martin. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She is actually a reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs. And she did an article regards to Jeremy Maclin. On Mother's Day, he surprised 9 moms and their kids with basically a tour of the facility of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he bought them gifts on behalf of their daughters and sons and things of that nature. He teamed up with Operation Breakthrough, which is a social services facility in Missouri that serves kids from the urban community. And they kind of got together, and Jeremy Maclin said he challenged the kids all the way from elementary to high school to write letters to express love and appreciation for moms or female figures in their lives. And he chose 9 letters out of those and, you know, treated those people to a wonderful Mother's Day that they otherwise probably would not have had. So, you know, I thought that was a real cool story. Shout out to Kiana Martin, Kmart's sister. Shout out to you for writing that. Definitely a great article. Definitely a great read. I advise any of you guys to go out and just check it out. Very good stuff.
Nice.
This is for you, sir. So I stumbled across an article. We all know how Draymond Green loves to talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's one gentleman in particular. He learned his rookie season to never talk shit to him. We'll never do it again. He said, Tim Duncan.
What?
He tried. He said, in quote, "My rookie year, I kind of talked junk to everybody. In the middle of the game, I started talking to Tim. He said, I started something with somebody else on the team. I don't remember who it was. But I started talking to Tim, and he just kind of stared at me. I just kept talking junk to him, and he kept staring at me. At that point, I realized during the rest of my career that I might as well not talk to him. Either one, he is not going to talk back because he has no respect for me. 2, that's just who he is. Or 3, both. I figured then that was the last time I would talk junk to Tim, and that was the last time I talked junk to him." I'm like, there are certain players, I'm sure Tim Duncan just looked at him like, "Nigga, please check the kiss the rings, bitch."
Yeah, he's just like, "Who are you? I'm not you. Ain't like you ain't rattling me."
Number one, he probably has no respect for me. Exactly. That's probably what it was.
Nah, probably his rookie year, yeah, but he might just be like, even then when he's a player, just like, "You ain't rattling me.
Who are you?
Your shit talk does nothing." Like, so I'm gonna make you stop talking shit. That's how good I am.
Yeah, that's Tim Duncan. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna let my play do the talk. Yeah,
instead of me trying to talk back to you to get you to shut up, I'm just not gonna say nothing and look at you.
Drop 30 and 20 on your ass.
I'm gonna look at you like you're stupid, and then you'll be like, "You know what? Never mind. This ain't even fun." Like, all right, thank you. And then,
last but not least, this is kind of leading into the what the fuck is my noise slash what the fuck kind of.
Right.
Pop Warner Football has officially eliminated kickoffs.
What? Wow.
So they are the first organized sport to actually eliminate the kickoff. From what I read, the ball will be placed basically at the 35-yard line, and play will start from there. Mm. Okay. They're doing this with, I believe they said, pretty much like 5 to 10-year-olds.
Okay.
I said they're going to evaluate it after the season, see how everything went, and consider, you know, passing it up to the older kids as well, possibly. Mm. So I thought, you know, it was a Norse award just because I'm like, you know, at least they're trying to protect the kids and they are thinking about, you know, the risk and repercussions of things that could happen with. Because, I mean, let's face it, kickoffs are very high impact, mm-hmm. And very dangerous. So I understand why they're doing it, which is why I am giving it a Norse award. But the other reason I'm giving it a slash what the fuck is because, dude, you can't just change football. I'm sorry. I know how dangerous a sport it is for these kids. I get it. I understand it. But it's been played this way for decades. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I mean, just to get rid of the kickoffs, it just seems so weird.
No, it does. You're taking
away one of the most exciting plays.
Yeah, it does, like, 5 to 10, like, okay.
Get it.
I don't mind, you know, as I don't, it is, I don't mind that. Yeah, but I mean, this shit better not get to the high school level.
We turning in a Sarcastaball.
And you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Get a balloon and get some bras on these kids.
Like, look, I know the NFL thinking about, like, it's just impactful. You just try to lessen as much as possible.
So that's all I got.
All right. That was a good one. All right, and then we're going to get into these what the fucks.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, just real quick on a serious note, I'm pretty sure Chris and I have a collective what the fuck. I'm just going to say my piece real quick. George Zimmerman, you are a fucking piece of shit. Personally, I give two fucks what happens to you in your life. I would not care if anybody shot and killed you. I don't give a fuck who hears me say that. You are a despicable human being. I hope you burn in hell. And you deserve everything you get. I hope God shows no mercy on you, sir. And if you don't get what you deserve in this life, believe me, you're going to get it in the afterlife, you piece of shit. Cannot stand this man. It takes a lot for me to hate somebody. I hate this human being. I've never met the man, but the acts that he has done to the young Trayvon Martin, you know, rest in peace, and his family, and rubbing this shit in their faces, he is a fucking despicable human being, and I really hope something's gonna happen to him. Like, I gotta stop, because I'm starting to get emotional about this. This motherfucker, man, he pissed me off with that bullshit he pulled. I'm sorry.
Nah, man, nah, go. I'll quickly just take my piece, because I forgot all about that shit. Mine does go into that. Around with that, because we did speak about it. I just get tired of these. I get tired of folk out here that just commit all these despicable crimes, killing innocent folk, and just all this shit talking like they don't care about lives, and we don't give a fuck, and we just do what we want. You know what? I heard so much bullshit trash talk when this Trayvon shit happened. Everybody like, oh, you know, he better not go here, there. He's still alive. Mm-hmm. Don't give me that. I mean, you know, other people who enjoy killing, who like taking motherfuckers' lives, taking kids' lives. Like, you don't give a shit about your life, and you willing to take somebody else's. Take his then.
Yes.
You want to act all big and bad, like you just willing to do whatever. You know what? Take his then.
There's your target.
I mean, shit, like, I get tired of people just like, well, you know, if some shit go down, it ain't happening to mine. Look, everybody say that shit until it go down.
That.
We talk big and bad, and he's the fucking asshole. He is going to get what happened in the rest of his afterlife. It's just not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't the one that's just wishing death on people, but if something happened to him, I ain't missing his ass. And I just wish that people who put all this energy into taking motherfuckers out who are good people, you know, some of the bad ones need to go. Where is that Dex? Where the Dexter at that does that shit?
What I'm saying, man.
If you just be like, oh, he did. Look, nobody, probably his family, and I would understand why, because he's your family, but everybody else, you think George Zimmerman had a motherfucking bail fund. You go do that shit. I mean, come on, like dude who killed Will Smith.
Yeah.
You like, where is that dude at for this motherfucker? Who's just like, yeah, I did it. He just had to go.
I mean, and again, I don't condone killing. I don't condone, you know, I don't wish death on people like that. But he is one human being. I really don't care if he dies. Man, I don't. I do not care.
Gun that's valuable and all. You took a motherfucking kid alive because you were a punk ass bitch. Why? Because you couldn't kick his ass?
Because he was wearing a hoodie.
You were spying on him. Police told you to leave his ass alone. You should be fucking grateful that your ass did not get arrested.
Yeah, and I hate the fact that he got that gun back.
No.
I hate the fact. I mean, I get it's the law. He was acquitted, but fuck that.
You should be grateful as fuck that this country treats you like a white guy and not a minority. And that they was cool with basically doing that because they do that to black kids.
Mm.
But you know what, man? Look, you ruining fun. It's a fun show.
Sorry.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm sorry.
I did deserve it.
I had to get that off my chest. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in on them too, hit us up and you can go in on them by all means.
Yeah, I just you're an asshole.
Just had to get that off. Just had to get that off the chest. So now, since he was like the ultimate what the fuck moment, now we got some more. So moving on. This next gentleman is an asshole, not of the George Zimmerman caliber, but Clint Sessions. For all you fathers out there, you gonna hear this story and be like, what a piece of shit. So Clint Sessions has failed to pay $382,000 in child support for his daughter who has special needs. Now, what special needs does he have? She has cerebral palsy and she's blind.
The fuck?
And she's 4.
Damn.
And to make matters worse, back in 2012... I guess at a paternity court hearing, he basically came out and said he gave his parents $5 million as a gift and pretty much told the judge he can't afford child support.
Boo this man!
I mean, just when I read this story, all that came to mind was the podcast with you and Spirit and Baylor and Teddy and Aaron B from the Black Astronauts. You know, just talking about how much you guys just enjoy being dads and enjoy, you know, taking care of your kids and growing up and just seeing the things these kids do. And for this motherfucker to not take care of his daughter who has cerebral palsy and is blind, I mean, you have to be a low-life scumbag. So he's another piece of shit. And I'm glad he's not in the NFL no more, punk ass.
No, she's 4. Like, you gave your parents $5 million, and now you just
as
broke?
A gift. No, he basically, he in a sense gave them that money so he wouldn't have to quote-unquote pay. Oh, I don't have the money.
Oh, nigga.
I gave it to my parents as a gift. I don't have the money. It's like, oh, well, you're a piece of shit. $382,000. So you gave your parents $5 million and you couldn't pay 400 G's for your daughter? Fuck you. I'm sorry. Just had to be said.
Nah, he had to be said, man.
Killing me, Smalls.
You just don't. What in the fuck, man?
I'm serious. I don't know what's going on here with people these days. Straight up. Now we get to a little more light news. All so right. Here we go. Thon Maker. I know all the ranting and raving has been made about this kid coming into the draft since it was, you know, can he go, can he not go, whatever.
Yeah, he can go apparently now.
I didn't realize how fucking skinny this kid was.
Mm-hmm.
They said he has added 27 pounds over the last 15 months. He checked into the combine at 216 pounds.
That's with him adding muscle?
That's with him adding the 27 pounds.
God damn. They say comparing him to Garnett and Durant, I'm like, yeah, from high school.
I'm like, you're 216? He's rail thin. And I've seen a lot of people projecting him now in like the second round.
Yeah, I saw that now. I was like, oh, wonder what happened.
Well, I mean, once you probably got to see him up close at the combine, you see how goddamn skinny he is. You're like, there's no way he's going to hold up.
Yeah, he's one of them. He's raw as hell.
And he's raw. It ain't like KD when he was real thin and was just balling, though.
Yeah, we had a year of seeing him ball.
Exactly. Like,
okay, college, he can do some shit.
Yeah, so that way I was just like, damn, he 216 after adding 27 pounds? Damn, dude. You 5 pounds soaking wet.
Yep.
Next one, the NFL. Shout out to Storm. NFL is investigating your Ravens for using full pads in the rookie minicamp. apparently, that is a CBA violation.
Apparently,
there was a 5-minute period May the 6th where the players suited up in pads during a non-contact drill. Ben Watson, who is now on the team, I guess is part of the NFLPA, and he basically told them niggas, you can't do that. And I guess they immediately took everybody off and like, all right, change.
Oh, shit.
But I guess everything was videotaped.
Oh.
So the NFL, nigga, you're busted. So,
oh, damn.
Either be, they're subject to a fine or a loss of a draft pick.
Oh, come on, just fine their ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. It was like 5 minutes. Just fine the cats and let's move on.
Yeah, I get it. I know it's for safety purposes. It's like, fuck. The motherfuckers don't learn how to play in pads either.
Yeah. They got to wait till training camp to put pads on.
Lord.
Yeah. And then the last but not least, I saw this the other day and it just, it had what the fuck written all over it.
Oh,
they are recreating Uncle Buck.
I saw that with Mike Epps. Yeah, I heard about that.
See my face right now. They have taken one of my classic movies. I love John Candy. The Great Outdoors, Summer Rental. I mean, I love John Candy, man. And you about to
Uncle Buck is a classic, man.
That's what I'm saying. And you're about to screw it up. Don't get me wrong. I like Day Day. Love me some Day Day. But, and not as a damn sitcom. It irks me. These remakes irk me. Because I feel like there's just no creativity anymore. People can't just come up with their own shit. They got to steal and retake from the old days. Like, Uncle Buck, if you at least going to take something that was whack. Don't take something that was good and great and try to screw it up. Like, oh, they better do a good job with this. Because I'm like, y'all already fucking with my Jumanji. Don't screw up Uncle Buck.
Yeah, that's when I kept trying to keep him. I was like, there's a movie because I've seen the preview for that Rock Kevin Hart movie.
That National Surveillance or whatever it's called, or I forget what it's called. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, that Central Intelligence. And I forgot you were right. I was like, Jonathan said they have another movie that Jumanji.
Don't screw that up, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just,
please. So, yeah, Uncle Buck on ABC. Please don't screw it up. Thank you. That's all I got. All
right.
It does not make sense.
None.
I thought I was like, they're making Uncle Buck? Come on.
Yeah, I thought I was like, I had heard about it, and I was like, I was like, you know what? I was like, all right. I was like, I'll give it a chance, but I'm like, I'm going in with expectations hella low.
If your motherfuckers bring out the Black Blues Brothers, I'm going to lose them.
And you're like, all right, come on.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah,
I'm
like, something else.
Black folks ain't got to be in every role.
You ain't got to make it. Let's make the black. You don't have to make the black version.
Golly. Just leave things the way they are. Yeah. Exactly. Or just make something else.
Just make something else with black people in it.
Thank you. God damn.
All right. I got one. But before I do that, I did remember what my other Noise Award was going to be. Shout out to Marvel once again. I went yesterday with my wife and my son to go see Captain America Civil War. It was a bomb. I want to go see it again. Mm. Shout out to, I listened to a few podcasts today. Because I was like, oh, I can't listen to them until I see the movie. So I can hear that review. shout out to the Click Nation. Heard it on CSPN. They had guests on. They was talking about it. Shout out to Aaron B. He was on that. I also listened to their podcast, the BAP's network, The Rune Show.
So did I. I'm not one of those people. I really don't care about spoilers.
Yeah, see, I was like, nope.
I'm going to enjoy the movie regardless.
Nope. Personally. Don't tell me shit. I was mad when they kept showing Giant Man in the preview. I was like, what? I was like, why are you showing that? Nobody knows this nigga gonna do Giant Man. Why the fuck did you show that in the preview? Thanks. I was like, this is why I can't movies like that. I'm like, I need to see it soon, or they gonna show every damn thing in the motherfucking in the trailer. Damn it.
What? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
There's a Giant Man in there.
Sorry. That's what I say. It was in the pre. If you haven't seen it now, and you've seen commercials for it, they've shown it.
Okay.
So I'm not spoiling nothing up. But no, it was good. My son loves Spider-Man's portion in it. They did a good job. I'm out to write into them show. Shout out to him. All shout out to Lando Cal on with Daryl and them. They was getting into it too.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna see it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to see it.
IMAX 3D. That joint is good.
I just got to see it.
Some of them were saying it's the best comic book movie ever. I don't know yet. I need to watch it again. It is very high up there.
Mm.
Marvel does a good job.
Damn, y'all got me wanting to see it.
Yeah, man. Because they was folks were crabbing on Superman versus Batman. This was good. Oh. And now folks is really crabbing on that X-Men. They are like, this is terrible.
Yeah, the reviews were bad.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna go see that anyway.
No. I heard Psylocke only has like a very short scene. I'm like, that's bullshit. I've been waiting for Psylocke for like 15 years, and you gonna give me 5 minutes? Get out of here! Get out of here! I'm like, we've been waiting years to get a Psylocke in a movie, and yeah, y'all about to give me 2 minutes?
She wanted the originals. She wanted the four horsemen in there, and how she only get 2 minutes?
Yeah, I heard the same thing goes with Storm's character, too. She only in there, like they don't really show much. I heard the fighting scene's bad, because I heard it's not that long.
Damn.
That's just what I heard.
Here they go. Get the what the fuck. So, yeah, man, I got to say to them, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know about, I am going to see X-Men, but
I don't know, I'm going to see it.
Made it sound like it's just terrible. So, it basically means I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it the first 2 weeks.
There you go.
So my real what the fuck is, now y'all didn't think I was just going to give my squad a damn noise award and that's it. Hell no. Like, God damn, like rebounding was terrible. How the fuck did you have a 6-point lead and blow it? Just giving up offensive rebounds daily. Not getting stops. Ref didn't want to call shit. Marcus, them things went cold. Jesus. I hate when I see the Spurs and I'm like, oh shit, they're not making shots. Oh fuck. They have a tendency to go like 7 minutes scoring 4 points. Like, damn it. Just struggling like hell. You know, Tony Parker getting old. Wasted a good game with Danny Green. I don't know, man. Fuck. I hope this ain't Tim Duncan last season or whatnot. I hope this ain't the end of the era, but if it is, so be it. Listen, I'm a fan first. I'm enjoying the series. This Oklahoma City Warriors team is going to be the bomb. But as a Spurs fan, yeah, this is some complete bullshit, and I'm so fucking mad at my team. Just choking it the fuck away.
Son of a bitch!
Yo, got to prepare for next year.
I have nothing to add.
No, it's just frustrating.
Son of a bitch!
Gotta get it all out of my system. I'll be better next week.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, that's it for me. So, for the joint of the week... I had to pull this out, album out, got the emails, 25 years of De La Soul is dead. This album is the bomb. Their second album, Skits, are hilarious. It's got a lot of cool stuff in here. I will mention the song, Millie Pulled a Pistol on Santa. I'm not playing that. Figured, you know, I like pulling specific, I like digging the album cuts. But because it's this show, we talking NBA in the playoffs, like keeping stuff upbeat. I got to play the damn classic of roller skating jam named Saturdays.
Mm.
And joining the bomb. Shout out to De La Soul. Album should be coming out. New one in August. I will be copping it. But yeah, De La Soul is dead, man. I remember listening to this. They got album artwork. It's like a full story on cassette, which is hilarious. One of my sound bites is from the album.
Stop it! Stop it! I can't take it anymore.
Chill, man. Chill.
Stop.
Yeah, that's gets a list where they listening to the album and they like, man, this shit is terrible. Like, come on, man. They just keep going. That shit. Oh, man. Classic De La.
Yeah.
So shout out to
good them. Music.
Yep. And shout out to y'all for hanging with us, listening to us over here at the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Overcast, any place that has an RSS feed, you can find us there. You can also check us out on the website, blackisonline.com. Make sure you're checking out the other episodes. KC, my wife, and Tash did a great episode of reminiscing about Prince. She put some music in there, too. Just a great episode. I enjoyed that. I might have to go back and do it again.
Yeah, I can't even front. I was grooving to the tunes.
Yeah, man. Just be popping. So, yeah, make sure you check out all the episodes that are on the network. If you want to get at Jonathan or I directly, talk some sports, any of that good old stuff, you can reach us on Twitter, at Brothers Layman, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. If y'all got any advice for me, Chris and I, anything that you think we should do differently on the show, hit us up. Let us know. We would definitely entertain anything. But if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and hit us up with some 5-star reviews or, you know, whatever you so think we deserved. You know, and if you really did enjoy the show, then go ahead and tell everybody. Tell your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see. Well, I guess in honor of Civil War, go ahead and tell whatever team you're on, your team Cap, your team Iron Man. Go ahead and tell Black Panther, who everybody seems to be in love with right now.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Go ahead and tell Ant-Man. Go ahead and tell Scarlet Witch. Tell Black Widow. We got tell Vision. Tell Hawkeye. Yeah, tell Falcon.
War Machine.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about War Machine. You know, I don't know where Hulk and Thor lie in that. I don't know. Tell Thanos. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Just walked in. Is there a blood on stage?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler.
Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity-doo, let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. Ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act.